Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, Shamika, we got something a little special here. Questions, comments, and likes. It's a reaction to the two-day show I did on Diddy and hip-hop. And so I'm going to let you throw some questions at me, throw some comments at me, throw some like what you liked at me. This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Good Ranchers. Fall in love with beef, chicken, and seafood all over again by subscribing at goodranchers.com. Use my promo code FEARLESS to get a free $119 heritage ham plus $25 off any box with your subscription. Shamika, you listened to me rant and rave for 2 days about Diddy. What'd you like? What you didn't like? You got any questions? The floor is yours.
So, Jason, I'm just getting my face back after these last 2 days. I watched the last 2 days like this. Just, I can't believe the stuff that you gave us. So one of the things that I liked was that it was highly informative. So I appreciate you taking the time and the effort and the energy and the guts to actually give us that information. And it just, I'm so frustrated, Jason, by all of these so-called Black celebrities who claim to love the Black community, who has sold the community out for a dollar. But I think what I'm more ashamed about is me believing it, just believing at all that there was any validity to any of these people. They are all plants. And so it leads me to my first question, Jason, that I have for you. How cooked is the Black community? Because after watching this, it just, I feel a bit hopeless.
I can't put this really on the Black community as much as I can just the music industry and American culture as a whole. Because again, what I'm describing here is going on beyond hip hop in different ways. And so we're all asleep to the ways that they're installing nihilism. And that's why I played, I think, on Thursday, the Tucker Carlson clip of him talking about what's going on with buildings and the architecture. And so it's not just, now it's most pronounced and it's most obvious, I think, in music, particularly in hip hop music. But even as I said on Friday, like this has been going on for a long time. You look at that Beatles album cover for Yesterday and Today, and that has a real clear message to it. So I think the better question is just like, how cooked is the American society? Can we fight back from this?
Yeah, you know, that's the only glimmer of hope that I have, is that there are people like yourself, myself, you know, Candace Owens, just really out here trying to say, hey, wake up. This is what's going on. And people need to start paying attention. Even the people that have come out against Puffy or Diddy, who had the guts to speak up and say, we need y'all to pay attention to what's going on in Hollywood. And this is crazy. You know, even when I was listening to, I think it was Spanky, and he said he walked in on somebody and their hair was running the dye. I was wondering if you thought that was Jamie Foxx, because I'd heard that Jamie Foxx does this naked basketball game that he was introduced to by Puffy, and that perhaps that's how Jamie ended up in the hospital, simply because he had all of this knowledge of some of these wild parties that Puffy throws, and that maybe he was going to speak out about it and look how he ended up. So there were pictures the internet.
I want to jump in here as it relates to Jamie Foxx. I want to be transparent. He's my favorite entertainer. I like the dude's music. I like his comedy. I like his acting. However, having said that, having lived out in L.A., I heard some stories about Jamie Foxx and the parties he threw at his house. And that, I had someone who's been to parties at his house was like, when you go to a Jamie Foxx party, it's going to get to be about 1 or 2 a.m., and they're going to flick the lights on and say, hey, look, if you ain't down for what's about to go down, you need to leave. And then you got 5 minutes, and then they flip the lights back off, and it's Sodom and Gomorrah.
I believe it. Anybody that is willing to play naked basketball with other men and more than just the basketball bouncing up and down is into something totally different than what we're used to. And so for me to just see some of those pictures, even blurred out, and have this rumor circulating, I love Jamie's music as well, but this is... I feel overwhelmed with the idea that this is just a game. And those at the top, they're looking at us like little pieces on the board. And who wins this game? Who collects the most money? Who gets the most people to go to prison or to get hooked on drugs? And now we're seeing these rappers, you brought up Glorilla. Now I'm wondering if we had years of them putting men in place as plants, that now we have them putting the women in place to finalize the destruction of the Black family. Because if you had any women out here holding out hope that, they could reel some of this stuff back in, now you have so many women that don't even care. I'm hearing people say women don't even want to be married. They don't want to have children. They don't want to have this traditional family. And when you see all of these people like Sexy Red and Glorilla being propped up, you have to say, okay, now they're putting these female plants in place, just like Young Miami, who Puffy has been dealing with for the last couple of years. This woman cannot rap in the pocket of the music. She can't stay on beat. Then she also has a podcast, but has no journalism background or talent. And we're supposed to believe that this woman is just oozing superstardom. And it's just, it's crazy, Jason, what they're doing and what our people are consistently falling for. When you talked about
let me throw this in. If I had one particular people I would be most disappointed in, just your conversation just took me, is like the Obamas, Michelle and Barack. They know this world. They befriended these rappers. They normalized bringing rappers to the White House. Obama puts out his little playlist of what he's listening to all the time, and rap is always included. So he can't plead ignorance. And so when I see a Michelle Obama and a Barack Obama silent on this type of stuff, it must mean that they support it and they're in on it.
They're definitely in on it. And when I think about the commercial that you show, or the skit that you show with 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, first of all, that was just so gay to me. But what it did for me is the whole fact that you mentioned these were supposed to be super masculine men. And what I feel like they are doing is changing definitions. If you have these super masculine men willing to meet gays, as you call it, then down the road, just as we watch them change the definition of racism, we're going to see them change the definition of what it means to be gay. It's not going to be just that a man got with a man. They're going to say, if you're only with a man consistently, are you gay? But if you're fluid and you move back and forth, that's not gay. And so to me, when they take these...
Here's what's going to happen with that definition. Now, if it's just the tip, you're not really gay.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, we're watching this in real time. And I was so disappointed because I've seen Dr. Dre in his flamboyant clothes when he was with the World Class Wrecking Crew. So we've heard that maybe he isn't as masculine as people would like to believe. But I was really disappointed with 50 Cent, like, pulling out, like, sir, it is not, you wouldn't do this at home, I would hope, with your friends. Let me see that. I don't know straight men that do that. So I was just thinking, what is the point of taking these men? And I, out of all of them, I was most disappointed with 50 Cent because he, I feel like, is, you know, most of the time, ultra masculine. And Jason, this just blew my mind so much the last 2 days. I have so much to think about, and I love rabbit holes. So I'm going to be now down in the rabbit hole looking more of this stuff up, because you just opened the door to so many questions. Even the whole T.I. Stuff with the people coming out saying that him and his wife, they are into these parties, or they will sexually assault you, and then all of a sudden these cases go away. It just makes you wonder if some of these accusations that these women have been coming forth about T.I. and his wife have any validity to them, because now it just seems like everyone is into everything, and it's cool to be fluid, and it's cool to just do whatever if you have money and power, because they can make these things go away. It's so many questions that I have. The way you see how Diddy got with these younger women, and we see that Jay-Z got with Beyonce when she was young, and it does seem like such a coincidence that after Aaliyah was killed in that plane crash, that here Beyonce rise to what Aaliyah probably could have been had she lived. And so now I have so many questions, and I just feel like if it rains here as it's supposed to, my entire weekend is just going to be fiddling around in the rabbit hole, because you've opened so many questions up in my mind that I could just keep going back.
I can't believe you haven't brought up Tupac, the 1994 shooting, maybe being a psyop.
Goodness gracious. I didn't know, Jason, that he supposedly got shot in the head. I'm thinking, when kids get a concussion, they can't even go back to the game, you know, for days at a time. But he got shot in the head and was wheeled into court the next day. I agree with the Zesty Shakur. This, he got shot in the head, I think was just something I overlooked, because there's just no way. There's no way. Not even getting grazed with the bullet should you be up and moving around and talking and mad that there's too much of a crowd around. It doesn't make sense. There's no way it makes sense.
Help build his brand. The other one that you haven't brought up is how much this Justin Combs looks like Diddy's bodyguard, Anthony Wolf Jones. I
mean, and this, you know, and he does look so much like them. That's what I was saying, Jason. You gave so much information. I don't even know how you got this into two shows. And I know they were pretty lengthy, but it's so much information. I've been wondering for years, even when it comes to Al B. Sure's son, Quincy, why he let Puffy adopt him and why he raised him. And of course, Al B. Sure ended up in a coma and near dead. It's so much information that when you think of it that way, of course, this son, Justin, may not be his, and they just got rid of the actual father. It's hard for me to even just chew this all up because it's so much. And I don't expect Black hip hop moguls to have this much power that they could just unalive people and go unscathed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, trust me. If they need you to execute something, you're above the law until they decide you don't serve a purpose anymore. We don't need you. And then you're not. And so, you know, take Russell Simmons. All these guys should learn. There's an expiration date on all of this. Russell Simmons was a useful tool until he wasn't. And then they hit him with some sexual harassment, some Me Too stuff, and they disappeared him. And now he plays the background. He had really positioned himself to try to be like the Quincy Jones of rap. But they, nope, we're done with you. We got some Me Too stuff here. Go away. And he has gone away. Now, he's someone, and I don't think I mentioned Russell too much over these past 2 days, but he's someone I had like personal experience with, and why this topic fit me so well is because I've been writing and criticizing rap music the entire time that I loved and listened to the music. I was a vocal critic. And so in 2006, 2007, when I wrote some stuff about hip hop, Oprah had me on her show, and Russell Simmons and Benjamin Chavis, Dr. Benjamin Chavis, were, because at that time, Ben Chavis, he wasn't the NAACP head anymore. I think he was maybe working for the Nation. I can't remember what he was doing at that time. But they sat in the front row, and I'm on stage, and they're mouthing the words, "We're going to get you N-word at me." Mm. As I'm on the stage, Oprah, I'm like, these are two thugs. Just because, and again, I was just like talking about the music and just like, hey man, it denigrates women. But so I've had this target on my back, and I've been targeting hip hop most of my journalistic career. And that's why when Brian, our researcher, presented me with all this information, it played to my strength. And by the time I tossed my own instincts and research into it, yeah, this could have been a week-long dive into hip-hop. And it's the kind of thing, like, anybody with a television network or a Netflix or whatever, why we can't get an honest document? Well, I know why we can't get an honest documentary about hip-hop, because, again, that's not what the globalists and the BlackRock or Vanguard want. And so you got to come to little independent media spots to hear a different take. I'm not saying it's all 1,000% accurate and the truth, but it's pretty clear cut. There's no other form of music like hip hop that is this negative, this corrosive, and this celebrated without question. Anybody that questions it's either a racist or an Uncle Tom, that makes no sense. It's pornography. You should be allowed to criticize pornography. And I got a lot of sympathy having spent all this week looking at this for C. Dolores Tucker and, you know, what we did to her reputation in real time in the early 90s.
Absolutely, because I was one of those people that were upset with her. You know, I didn't understand why she hated rap music so much, because all of this gangster rap that she said was going to lead us down a dark path, I liked. I've said so many times that the Ghetto Boys, Can't Be Stopped, is one of my favorite CDs. I love The Chronic. I love Snoop Dogg's debut album. I love this music. So I was one of the people that, you know, turned my nose up to her and thought she was just this older woman who didn't want us young people to have fun. And now that I've seen the effects of this music being out for decades, I can see where she was coming from and why she said what she said. Even just thinking about you saying Russell Simmons, I go back to the whole them bringing in these young women and grooming them. Russell's wife was very young when he got with her. I think about Crazy Bone speaking out about what he witnessed in the music industry, and then he ended up fighting for his life. This is crazy, and it is such a dark and evil industry. You would have to be nuts or a complete sellout to even want your child to be involved. When I think of the young women that R. Kelly was with and how some of their parents knew and would drop them off, and Jason, it's so much, and it gives me a little bit of a fire to keep speaking out and to keep saying the things that we say on this show, how it's so important to get back to traditional values and the things that our parents instilled in us, the morals and the religious beliefs, because without those things, we are lost, and there's no way that my grandchildren, just a generation or two away, will ever stand a chance just looking at how far we've fallen from the time I was 18 to now. 30 years later, we've fallen so far that if we continue on this downward spiral, I don't know, you know, what life will look like, because it's only getting worse. I watched the Freaknik documentary yesterday, and to see just how it started out as something positive, just a picnic for HBCU schools in the area, to having, you know, women be raped, and We're on a downward spiral, and anyone who cannot see that or who refuses to acknowledge that and stand against it, if you're not for us, you're against us in this fight between good and evil, because that's exactly what it is. And right now, evil seems to be pretty rampant. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to stand on the right side and fight with those who want to see us as a people, as a country, do better.
Shamika, that's all the time I got. That's it, and that's all for us. Thank you so much for watching 2 days of Diddy and talking with me about it. Guys, I hope you enjoy your weekend. Go Show White. You guys know who Show White is. Caitlin Clark. The NCAA tournament starts for me today. See you.
Waiting for the countdown, coming off the breakdown, standing in line for freedom. Looking for a breakout, feeling like a standoff, nothing in life like freedom. Came like a fighter, striking like a ladder, making all this moves for freedom. I want freedom. No negotiation, my sister, no relation, we all just wanna have freedom. Sitting on the corner, never been alone, I'm breaking my back for freedom. Bless, we are living, get back, we are receiving, all deceiving, we all wanna be